about the pain and frustration that many Americans are feeling about our criminal justice system. I'm very pleased that the Department of Justice will be investigating what happened in...
Radio.
We have audio, no video.
Radio Free Vida.
This is a pirate transmission from District 13 with a message.
Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
This is the voice of the American Readout. I am John Jacob Schmidt. Welcome, all of you, to episode 1526. It is a beautiful pre-fall summer day. I love this time of year. You are joining now the John Jacob Schmidt Show. My name is your name, too, if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot who loves Americanism and our heritage and all that goes with that, despite what they want you to believe. That being a patriot is bad, it's extremist, it's wrong. Somehow, we don't buy it, right? Okay, now, this is the place where we can gather, where you know that you are with like-minded, God-fearing patriots, thousands listening right now across the fruited plains, across the American Redoubt, the Southern Redoubt, the Texas Redoubt, and other pockets of conservatives, and for those of you especially important, those of you in occupied territory, outside the wire, and we want to let you know that you're in our thoughts and prayers. And we've got a whole kind of a, a cornucopia of different topics that I want to cover tonight. And before I get into the news and commentary, I wanted to make a couple of announcements. First of all, don't forget about the gear store, the web store, .amron.com. You can click on the banner on the right-hand side, American Redoubt Gear. Somebody emailed me saying that they said something about the Voice of the American Redoubt shirt being discontinued. I am unaware of this. I will follow up with that. Maybe he misread it, or maybe they're... I know they're, that Golf Bravo 01's trying to do some changes with the shirts. One in particular, the whole thing was covered with coloring on the back, and so you sweat in the on the back of the shirt. This is big, giant spot that doesn't let your back breathe. And so we're going to replace that with an outline of the oval instead of the whole thing being colored in. And it really looked sharp too. So we're going to, I think that might be what that's about. But, and don't worry about the skull and crossbones. The skull and crossbones logo, Radio Free Readout logo. That's not a death cross skull and crossbones death thing. It's pirate radio. You guys have not... This is funny. Every time I do like a public speaking engagement or something, it's usually an elderly woman, you know, that's, I'm just concerned about that black death skull cross thing. It's not a death skull cross thing. It's a pirate radio. You know... the voice of resistance across the wire, across the... It's pirate radio. Come on, have you... And then you've heard of pirate radio, right? And they always stare and they just start slowly shaking their head. You guys, you can't see because this is radio, right? So they shake their head and I'm like, okay, well, that explains a lot right there. If you've never even heard of pirate radio... One of the symbols of a pirate radio station is they fly a pirate flag. It has nothing to do with pirates and raping and pillaging and plundering. It's well, usually it's illegal radio, but we don't do illegal radio. But it is kind of one of those defiance things against the system, even though it's the the regime is trying to shut your voice down, but you illegally broadcast anyway to the masses to keep them informed. Now, some people, they do pirate radio, just playing music and club music or whatever. And then a lot of them are politically oriented type of platforms. And so that's what that's about. It's, you know, and when you have an oppressive regime and the people that are trying to resist and encourage the people that are oppressed, they go out, you know, quietly in the night and they broadcast from mobile, you know, broadcasting stations, and the government's trying to hunt them down and they can never catch them. And well, they're doing pirate radio. And I don't know, maybe I've read too many adventure stories where people have, you know, pirate radio stations against the evil oppressive regime, and they're putting out messages to the masses, to the oppressed, to encourage them and give them information about, well, just hope and support and relief and things like that. So that's what that's about. Most people get it. But every now and then, somebody gets hung up on that. So I have to explain it every now and then. It has nothing to do with death, cross thing. It's pirate radio. All right, I'm going to move off of that. Speaking of radio, I mentioned this yesterday on ACN, but not everybody listens to ACN. It seems like one group. There's a pretty good crossover group. So those of you who didn't, I know that's a different listening audience, especially since we're on commercial radio on 6:30 a.m. in the greater Spokane area, northern Idaho and eastern Washington. So we get all kinds of people tuning in that are getting exposed to the American Redoubt concept, the message, the cause, and we've had very positive feedback. The station managers reported no negative feedback, which kind of surprised me. And in fact, it's been very positive. And he's emailed me several times. Wow, you're really making an impact. You know, I'm getting some really positive comments from people about the message, about what Radio Free Redoubt's about, the platform, your delivery, everything. It's really striking a chord with people. Well, I was contacted by the station management, who also own a large network called ACN, the American Christian Network, which is what I was on with Matt Shea when we were doing Patriot Radio together last fall. And I broke off from that, and they reapproached me and asked me to do Radio Free Redoubt if I wanted my own time slot every Saturday from 11 to noon. So after prayer and counsel, I decided to go for it, and it's been a great thing. Well, they just reapproached me and said, because of listener support and other folks that want your message out there, we had an anonymous listener supporter come to us asking what we could do about getting you on the wide network. And what that means is I would be on the AM and FM dial in Spokane, plus about 7 or 8 other stations across Washington State. So some cities have like 2 stations. They'll be on the AM and the FM dial covering different regions. So that would put Radio Free Redoubt booming into a population covering about 2.5 million people. Now, that doesn't mean 2.5 million people all listen to ACN, but I mean, there's that much of a population that if they flip the radio on, they can tune in. It is a much larger listening audience. So that would be covering Spokane, Cheney, Wenatchee, Tri-Cities, Moses Lake, Yakima, and beyond. It would actually cover the 2.5 million people that they account into their coverage area would be almost all of eastern Washington in the American Redoubt, northeastern Oregon, and northern Idaho. This private anonymous supporter said, if you can squeeze your schedule and get Radio Free Redoubt on, I will foot the bill for half of the whatever extra it costs for up to 6 months. So they were able to do some shuffling and opened up a 30-minute slot for right now. Who knows what's going to happen in the future? The Lord has just blown all kinds of doors open since this all began 5 years ago. And so here we are with an offer that after consulting and praying, I told them we would take it. So right now, the first 30 minutes of Radio Free Redoubt will be broadcast over the entire network, plus live streaming. For those of you outside the AM and FM coverage areas, you still be able to tune in. No, it'll still be an hour-long show. It will be an hour-long show on KTW 630 AM, but they will broadcast the first 30 minutes of it for the whole network. And then what I'm going to do is whoever's coming on after me, I kind of feel bad for them because, look, I'm still going to have another half an hour. I'm going to be like, hey, guys, if you want to hear the other half of the show, join us over here. Go to Radio Free Redoubt, click live streaming, and I'm going to pull all those listeners over. It's kind of unfair, but what do you do? I mean, you got to let them know if they want to hear the rest of it. So that's where we are. Now, if you guys, I'm really going to appeal to the American Redoubt audience, those who are within the coverage, because, well, everybody gets the benefit, actually. If you want to tune in on Saturday, no matter where you are, you could already do that. But to get the message out widely in a commercial market in the American Redoubt radio coverage, that is a huge thing. And it's just been very well received. I kind of cringed. I wasn't sure how this was going to go over because you got everybody and their brother tuning in and listening. And they're not all, you know, in the partisan category. There are Christians and there are conservatives, almost all of them. But this could seem like a little bit of a radical message. And, well, they like it. So what I'm going to do is I'm putting out an appeal. If you want to help, if you're already helping, thank you very much. If you're able to, and only if you're able to, and only after you pray about it. But if you're not, and you've been thinking about supporting Radio Free Redoubt, and you'd like to, or you'd like to do a little bit more, all this stuff is super expensive. It is like commercial radio is crazy expensive. And they don't give that airtime away. There's a couple different ways radio stations work. One, they just hire a DJ and he plays music and the station runs out and they get all these sponsors, your car tire place and your, you know, attorneys and whatever. And then the other way is to sell airtime to people who have shows. And that's how this network operates, how many of your talk radio shows, that's how they operate. You can have your show out there, and if we like what you have to say and we think it's going to pull in listeners, then we'll offer you this time slot so you can listen in and or so that they can listen in. You can get your message out there, and this is how much it costs, you know, per hour. And you go, yikes, really? For an hour? But if you guys are willing to help support that, you can contact me at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com and just put ACN, as in American Christian Network, ACN, just at this point, just to pledge, just to look, I'm going to pledge $20 a month or $25 a month, $50 a month, or whatever, you know, $10 a month, whatever it is, and earmark it specifically for ACN. The other way you could do it is sending it directly to the station, to the American Christian Network, and then earmarking it. That way, you know, if you got trust issues, like I'm going to go and blow it and watch, $50 worth of movies every month with it or something, then you can send it directly to the station. So there it is. If you guys, matter of fact, I made a little bumper because they asked me to throw one together, and that's what I was doing today. Well, that's one of the projects that I've had in the last 24 hours is throwing a little promo together. I'll let you guys listen to it here. Actually, right now, this is what's going to be airing across the American Redoubt right now, and the first airing will be Saturday, September 5th. So this will be playing in the coming weeks leading up to that. Let them know that we're coming. So take a listen. Hi, this is John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Redoubt. Thanks to listener support and requests from many of you, I'm thrilled to announce that we're expanding to the wider ACN network. And I'll be coming to you in Spokane, The Tri-Cities, Wenatchee, Yakima, Moses Lake, and beyond, right here on ACN. These are challenging times for God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots in America, and the political and cultural landscape is changing quickly. We have many more challenges ahead, but we're going to face them together. Join me right here every Saturday at 11 a.m. to catch the first half hour of Radio Free Redoubt. We'll identify the issues as well as solutions for facing the coming challenges together. You're not alone, and no matter what they say, it's okay to be a patriot. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name, too.
Radio Free Redoubt.
That's kind of cool. It's kind of fun. And so there you go. That's all I'm going to say on that. I spent probably too much time on it anyway, but I want to let you guys know what's going on. You're part of this. I never wanted this to be about me. This is not about one guy. This is why we say, you know, my name is your name too. We all feel this way about what's happening to our country. We all want to wake people up. We all want to have as many like-minded, God-fearing, liberty-minded patriots, conservative Christians, awake and self-reliant, focused on the issues, focused on rebuilding, and focused on, well, preserving and fighting for Americanism. It's all of us. So we're all in on this together. If you guys want to help get the message spread, then appreciate you stepping up. Okay, now let's get into the news and commentary brought to you by Glenn Tate and the 299 Days book series with all 10 books out, including audio. Go to 299days.com to learn more. Here's a story out of China, speaking of persecuted Christians. To the dismay of Christians in the area, Chinese authorities are continuing a cross-demolition campaign that began last year in 2014. It's believed that the officials of the Xinjiang province are under a two-month deadline to remove crosses from thousands of churches. Christopher Warner, the regional manager for Southeast Asia International Christian Concern, tells One News Now that despite what government says, he believes this is religious persecution. Now, why are they taking down the crosses? Well, we know the real reason why. This is spiritual warfare. Anything that what the cross represents, they don't want to see it. It needs to go away. We're talking about godless communists. So they're saying that it's for safety concern reasons. Sometimes it's an architectural beautification issue. But he says, frankly, it looks like nothing more than intimidation and an attempt to control the growing Christian church influence in the region. You know, the underground church in China is growing so fast that in 10 years from now, it's estimated that China will be the largest Christian population nation in the world. Is that amazing? Christian persecution makes the church grow. So just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind for the naysayers. God wouldn't let anything bad happen to his people. Oh, yes, he does. Or sometimes he's dealing with a nation and his people get caught up in it as well because they just happen to be living there. Hence, Daniel and his contemporaries all getting rolled up, taken off to Babylon right along with everybody else, even though they were doing the right thing. So, persecution. Well, here we are covering a story about crosses being targeted by communists in China. It's a communist country, right? Well, if you haven't been paying attention to how much America has changed, you know, the republic that used to be the most powerful, influential Christian nation on earth. And don't even tell me it wasn't a Christian nation. I'm not even going to debate that with you if you're going to be in denial, which this audience isn't. City attorneys to review Bayview Cross, Pensacola News Journal. July 29th, a Washington, D.C. advocacy group is calling for the removal of a large cross. The law leaves, they're saying that the law leaves no room for doubt that the city's cross must be removed. In America. In America, judge says the giant cross must be removed from San Diego. That's that Mount Soledad in San Diego. Remember that in 2013? A giant cross that stood on a Southern California mountain for decades must be removed, a judge ordered. A complaint leads to removal of memorial cross on Arkansas State helmets, their football team. The cross was added to the team's helmets last year, September, as a tribute to former defensive lineman Mark Owens and former equipment manager Barry Weyer. But they received a complaint addressing a concern about the separation of church and state potentially being breached. The football team will remove the cross, and they did. Another one, cross removed from school grounds in America. A small Christian cross has stood in a Mohawk High School courtyard for a week or two, blah, 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 removed. And they're arguing, we have separation of church and state. Says who? No, we do have separation of church and state. And actually, more accurately, it's separation of children from God policy. But when people say like this, like it's in our Constitution, how many people believe it's actually in our Constitution, separation of church and state? They actually believe it. We have separation of church and state. Based on what? I'll tell you what. In America, folks. What else we got here? Oh, have you guys seen these new, now these Hillary 2016 prison? What is it? Hillary for prison. 2016 signs, election signs. I've got to have one. That is just awesome. Marinka Peshman began selling Hillary 2016 prison or POTUS bumper stickers in April. Now Hillary for prison 2016 signs are popping up in the show me state. Nice. That's Missouri. As for Hillary, well, the list is long and undistinguished. This according to this article from Freedom Outpost. Among her crimes is the current email scandal, failure to follow federal laws concerning securing those emails, her deputy advisor Huma Abedin having ties to Muslim Brotherhood, her foundation's corruption, including ties to Muslim Brotherhood, and the lies about the Benghazi video, shredding of documents and emails. These people are, you know what's sad? Someone was saying, she's toast. She's never going to be president. And I'm like, you know what? This country voted in Obama twice. Don't think that people, I'll use the word people, in this country would vote for her. You watch, it doesn't matter what type of evidence they bring against her. People are going to vote for it. That's why I said, you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's going to be president, even if it's a Republican. Well, the Republic is already gone, sad to say. There's a Planned Parenthood fundraiser that's attacking an Idaho prayer event. This is from One News Now. Adding more fuel to the fire against Planned Parenthood, ignited by its sale of aborted baby body parts, the troubled abortion provider is now raising funds by attacking and defaming peaceful pro-life prayer and worship being held in Idaho. So, Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest and Hawaiian Islands sent a fundraising email to its constituents, allegedly spreading malicious lies about the five-day program called Worship for Life. The peaceful tent event, sponsored by Stanton Healthcare, ended August 13th and featured prayer and sharing from local pastors, as well as live music from church worship bands. However, the email distributed by Planned Parenthood alleged that the event was anything but peaceful. They're calling it a mob of protesters are gathered outside of our health center in Meridian, Idaho. Planned Parenthood's email reads that they are there to harass, intimidate, and shame people. They've traded in their picket signs for tents, and they are camping out in our parking lot. The founder of Stanton Healthcare said this is an extremely inflammatory report. What do you expect from communists, God haters, baby murderers? But Swindle says these statements are lies. Stanton Healthcare has contacted their attorneys to see what legal steps will be taken against Planned Parenthood and have also forwarded the email and talked with Meridian City officials. The pro-life advocate maintains with Stanton's Healthcare attempted to meet with officials from Planned Parenthood before its Worship for Life event kicked off. So they're backpedaling and trying to defend. Don't defend yourself against these people. It doesn't even warrant a response. Everything they said about our event in the mail is a lie, Swindle asserted. We were not in the parking lot of Planned Parenthood, but rather on our property under a tent. Okay, what do you expect from these people? Are you surprised when they lie? Well, actually, contacting your attorneys might be a good thing, because if you've got slander, libel, you could put the hurt on them, but don't be surprised when they lie. They murder babies for a living. So don't be shocked when they lie. There's a lot of fires right now in the American Redoubt. Red flag warnings, that means the fire danger is extremely high. All the conditions between timber, fuel, winds, and lightning storms, thunderstorms coming through the area warrants red flag warnings. And the Northwest is peppered with them from the state of Jefferson, that's Northern California and Southern Oregon. Another little mini redoubt. And the American Redoubt just got them all over. We got several new events we talked about yesterday. 29 new incidents, 5 large fires contained, and 106 uncontained large fires. That's a lot. That's a lot. All right. Don't forget to check out loadedpantshanger.com to hold your valuables and your guns and hiding them in plain sight. Go to loadedpantshanger.com. Fox 519, it's all yours.
So, the Chinese yuan didn't get included in the SDR, so Plan A is off. But what is Plan B? I'll tell you what it is. It's devaluation and collapse, and then it's going to get even uglier than Plan A, and so far it's been a market killer. But it has an upside. Hello everyone, this is Fox 519 bringing you the news that matters to your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This is Eye on the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Redoubt.
When disaster strikes, it's too late to prepare. PrepperRecon.com offers MOLLE-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, ACS chest seal, tough strip bandages, gauze, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $89 include shipping. To buy your individual first aid kit, go to PrepperRecon.com and click the store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.
Well, welcome back everyone. The dollar and the Dow both taken a major pounding this last week, and it was all due to the yuan devaluation. China's currency fell to a 4-year low on Wednesday, slumping for a second day and a third day after the central bank devaluation on Tuesday. And the government sources believe that the yuan may be allowed to slide even further to help the country's exports. The yuan traded in China at a low of 6.4510 per U.S. dollar, and that was the lowest since August of 2011. The currency has fared worse in international trade, touching 6.59 to the dollar. The currency has lost 3.5% against the U.S. dollar in the past 2 days, and around 4.8% in global markets after the People's Bank of China, their central bank, changed the way it calculates the reference weight by which the yuan is allowed to trade in a 2 percentage point band. The PBOC said it would now calculate the yuan daily fix. That is by taking notice of market forces, so including the closing price of the previous day's trading session. So yes, they are trying to stabilize it, but how are they doing that? Well, they're using our dollars to do it. The Chinese-owned banks were selling dollars on behalf of the central bank to stabilize the yuan around 6.43 against the dollar on Wednesday. Now, the foreign exchange traders in Shanghai said that the devaluation collapse got a little out of hand. Yeah, you think? This follows a wholesale asset dollar buying spending spree to weaken the yuan. But that leaves the question, how did they get those dollars? Well, here, listen to this, and this is the most important part of all this. When China wants to weaken the yuan, it funds U.S. Treasury purchases by buying U.S. dollars. And when China wants to strengthen the yuan, it sells treasuries and receives U.S. dollars and sells the U.S. dollars for yuan. The bottom line is, if anyone expects China to continue to allow yuan to depreciate, that treasury yields will continue to tumble. The devaluation has sparked fears of a global, quote, currency war, and that couldn't be any more true. The Chinese didn't get into the SDR this year, and that really ticked them off, royally. They were going to accomplish a nice, clean little market takeover by getting into the SDR, and then announcing they had a gold-backed currency would have then taken out the dollar and the world in one big economic equation. But now it's going to get very messy and very ugly, and the Chinese are willing to sacrifice their economy and their people to win a war against the West. They have a long-term outlook of what it could be. Not like what we do here in America, where we focus on the right here and the now. While we worry about Cecil the Lion and if Black Lives Matter or not, China is going to wipe us out in several very messy, complicated financial moves, and no one is paying attention. In other world news tonight, many citizens of Greece have begun to move away from the euro to an alternative form of currency called the TEM. The TEM is a sophisticated form of barter by whose name is a local acronym for alternative units. It was founded in 2010 in the early months of Greece's debt crisis and with less than a dozen members. Now it includes dozens and dozens of participating local businesses that use the system to sell goods and services, including prepared food, haircuts, doctor visits, or even renting an apartment. Even before he resigned, Finance Minister Varoufakis had floated the idea of setting up a parallel currency system based on IOUs in the event that Greece could no longer stay afloat using euros. Without a rescue, the idea of the IOU was seen as the country's most likely alternative to this. Now, this has a historical significance. One example of alternative currencies was used during the crisis during the 1930s and then during the Great Depression, when the Austrian town of Wrigley decided to fight economic downturn by printing its own money. Economics called the result a miracle. Employment boomed while inflation remained subdued. During the economic depression that struck Argentina in 1998, that lasted till 2002, people formed barter networks, and several provinces introduced their own currencies. Alternative currencies do have their limitations. For example, the TEM cannot be used to pay utility bills and cannot be used to pay for public water works. This is where people are struggling to make ends meet in Greece. Now, with all this in mind, I do encourage you to continue to bulk up on your barter supplies. Everything from firewood to 22 shells and in the in-between can be used as barter. When currencies fail and the government falls, barter always, always stands. You may not be able to get what you want, but you can certainly get what you need. Thanks everyone for listening this week, and for Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout, this is Fox 519 signing off. God bless.
Welcome back. This is segment two. Contact me, John Jacob, at RadioFreeReadout.com. I try to answer all the emails, and every now and then they slip through the cracks, and I get very busy because I get about 200 emails a day. So now, not all of those are, you know, type that you can answer or need to answer. Some of them are just news alerts and things like that. But a lot of correspondence from you, the listeners, and I always appreciate that. And if it's something that you need or want a response on, I'm always happy to do that. And I do my level best to try. So radiofreeredoubt.com is the website if you're listening on the go. The sponsor for this segment is Katie Armor. Katie Armor, come and take it, Armor. They are redoubting, and it's very exciting. But they're good to go now with their soft armor and t-shirts. The t-shirts don't stop bullets, okay? That's just promotional material. Their current production lead time is less than 1 week, but don't forget to put John Jacob in for your discount. I got to share something with you guys before I get into this, picking up where I left off yesterday. I never get negative email. I'm, you know, people attacking me or anything, which is kind of surprising. I always feel like it's like I'm waiting for it. It's the calm before the storm. But I got one. Actually, it's kind of, well, it's not hate mail. It was actually something that was sent to me through the Facebook account. And so I just wanted to share it to you because it's kind of like, you know, hate mail. Episode 1523, The Coming Underground, Part 7. You say Iranians are snakes. I went to church with an Iran Christian. He was very sad about the sanctions and wished the USA would lift them. He also was not a snake. We trade with a much more evil government, China, already. Trade and approval of a government is not the same. You need to read some about other countries, since it is likely you have never left the USA, and perhaps not your county. Insular ideas and nationalism cause pointless wars like World War I. This is great. I mean, what's the worst he did? Accuse me of never leaving my county or my state? But I did respond because I couldn't help myself. And this is about as far as I'm not going to respond anymore to this guy if he responds back, because then you're just casting pearls before swine. I'm not calling you a swine. I'm just saying that you're just misinformed, misled, and ignorant. So I said, I was talking about the government I ran. I have a very close friend who is Iranian, and he is a Christian pastor now, a former Muslim. He says Iranians, the government, are snakes too. And obviously, you haven't been listening to Radio Free Readout for very long. I'm a combat veteran who served with the Army Special Forces. So yeah, I've left my state and my county a few times for a few years at a time, and I'm not a stranger to the Middle East. Bad judgment call on your part. I agree with you on China, as well as others that could be thrown in there. I totally disagree with you on the nationalism comment. Nationalism did not lead to World War I. Appetites for conquest, power, and expansion led to World War I, World War II, and ad nauseum. If Americans were nationalists again instead of globalists, we wouldn't be faced with many of the problems we have today. And as an afterthought, the reason for the sanctions on Iran is because they're trying to build a nuclear bomb. And they're very vocal about their ambitions of annihilating America and Israel. So, your friend being sad takes a back seat to my country being blown up by a cult who wants to expedite the coming of their so-called Messiah by destroying us. There you go. Now, let me pick up where I left off yesterday. Since I'm not on the air at the radio station right now, with the same radio station that also has airtime that they sell to this sheriff, I can speak a little more freely. This sheriff is an ignoramus. He made a statement which, I know you have to take InfoWars with a grain of salt, but he really gave him something to run with this time. He says there are some of those folks, he's talking about constitutionalists, that want to overthrow the government, period, he says. This is how ISIS starts. So anybody opposed to government tyranny and are willing to stand on the line toe-to-toe with a tyrannous government is trying to overthrow it? Well, I covered this yesterday in depth. We're not trying to overthrow the government. No constitutionalist that I know of wants to overthrow the government. We want to overthrow the imposters who are perverting the Constitution. Remember, the key word here is constitutionalist. And constitutionalist does not equate to white supremacists or neo-Nazis or any of those other, they're not right-wing, they're left-wing. Nazism is fascism, is socialism, it is left-wing. That means more government control, more control by a tyrant. We want less government control, but we do want a government. We absolutely must have a government. It is an institution that was designed by God to be in place. And you want to know what the purpose of the government is? It is so we can be subservient to them and good little tax-paying slaves so we can fund the dismembering of babies. That's the whole purpose of government. Wrong. And let me just say this. I am a constitutionalist. I do not want to overthrow the government. The government is going to keep snubbing their nose at God and declaring war on God, carrying out war on God and his people, and God's going to deal with this government. I'm just going to sit there and watch the show. However, I would like very much, I hope and pray, that I can be part of a rebuilding to rebuild, at least regionally, something that resembles what America used to be. I said this yesterday. How it was intended to be. Constitutionalists are God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots who believe in the rule of law. We are not anti-government. We want government. Now, in our country, this being what's supposed to be a republic of the people, by the people, and for the people, this is a very unique, beautiful thing that God blessed us with. And that is, the government is subservient to the people. They are our servants. We hired them to mow our lawn, to wash our car, to cook our food, and to do our laundry. So we could be busy about our other things. And this is, if this were a godly, moral people, would work. But as John Adams said, this Constitution is only suitable for governing moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for any other. I'm trying to remember that. I'm not reading it. I'm just, my recollection serves me well. That's what it says. So here we are with the godless people voting in godless people who are operating outside the boundaries of the Constitution. And this sheriff is buying it, saying, I took an oath to defend the Constitution, and the police are not being militarized. That's not the America that I know. The America that I know wouldn't militarize its police and oppress its people. I was raised to respect my country. So our government's not being tyrannous. And anybody who thinks it does, well, that's not the America that I know. Well, let me tell you something. You're out of touch with the America that exists today. Maybe the America that you grew up and you remember and you don't want to let go of, but guess what? It's gone. So the reality of it is tyranny is growing rapidly, and it's growing up around you, and you fell for it and you got duped. Because even you who are saying police are not going to be confiscating people's firearms, that is a myth, that is something used to spread fear. And these constitutionalists are doing it, and they're a problem. They're a problem? Constitutionalists are the problem? Oh, that's why you have the MRAP, because the constitutionalists, not for the American people. I see. You have no problems with American people, but it's those domestic homeland terrorists, you know, constitutionalists. They're the reason why you have the MRAP. In other words, if as long as you're a pacifistic sheep, that the government can do whatever it wants to do, even though it's unlawful and in violation of the Constitution, as long as you allow it, you're a good citizen, and I will never disarm you. Ever. It's not going to happen. That's not the America that I know. But if you're a constitutionalist, I mean, if you're stockpiling guns and ammo and you have a don't tread on me flag, well, you're fear spreading. You're the reason why we've got the MRAP. He is so out of touch with reality. Now, let me pick up where I left off yesterday with reading Romans chapter 13. And if you listened yesterday, bear with me. This is worth listening to twice. Why? Because this is God's word. Chapter 13, verses 1 through 4. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. That authority exists because of God. What is the ultimate authority in our country? What is the ultimate authority in our country? It is the Constitution. And scriptural basis for every part of that Constitution, scriptural foundation and basis, is woven all through it. If you are in violation of the authority, I'm not talking right now about the magistrate. I'm not talking about the individual person. I'm talking about our law. If you're in violation of that, you are unlawful. So if you are in a position of governing an authority and you are in violation of the highest authority in the land, you're unlawful. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Get this. Get this, what this is saying. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Then do what is good, and you will have praise from this authority, from the government. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, then be afraid. That's when you need to be afraid. Because he does not bear the sword in vain. He is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Now, when you have a government that is practicing evil and who is oppressing the righteous and praising those who are evil, you've got a problem. You have an inversion. You have an abomination. You have unlawfulness. Unlawfulness against the highest authority, and that's God. So we're pretty messed up here. And now our own government, the Department of Homeland Security, is working with pastors to tell them to bring the congregations into compliance using Romans chapter 13. The godless are using pastors to bring people into compliance with a godless agenda, using the scripture, using God's word. Didn't Satan even use God's word against Christ? And Christ corrected him, didn't he? Oh, the scriptures say, blah, 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 blah. And Jesus countered it. He also says, no, the scriptures also say, thou shalt not tempt the Lord. Right? He corrected him when Satan was trying to misuse scripture. And right here, this evil, oppressive regime that's calling Christian patriots, homeschoolers, returning veterans, proponents of traditional marriage, calling you potential domestic homeland terror threats and telling clergy through these clergy support teams to bring the congregations into compliance using scripture. This is doctrines of demons. So, constitutionalists are not violent. Anyone who tells you constitutionalists are evil, violent, and dangerous, you're being lied to. If they're telling you constitutionalists, if they try to link constitutionalists to white supremacists, Aryan nations, neo-Nazis, when they say constitutionalists are bad and evil, and this is why, this guy over here, this racist skinhead over here tried to blow up this parade. This white supremacist over here, they were planning to rob banks. See, there's the proof right there. Constitutionalists are evil. These are lies and these are deception. Those are not constitutionalists. That's the doctrine that's being spread by ilk, such as the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, an indicator of how do you know if your elected officials are being indoctrinated by this tripe? Law enforcement or other officials are using the same terminology. That is, constitutionalist equals examples of white supremacists. They have been indoctrinated. It's like Stepford Wives. Somebody came in and stole their brain, their soul. Something happened to them. And Knezovich, the sheriff in Spokane, says, those who fear government taking over, that's not the America that I know. That's not the America that I grew up in. People are out of touch with how much power our government has accumulated. You don't develop a massive surveillance system tracking citizens in violation of the Constitution who are not suspected of a crime unless you intend to use it. You don't give yourself power to indefinitely detain citizens without charges, without trial, without legal counsel, unless you plan to use it at some point in the future. You don't expand your rhetoric to identify domestic terror threats as veterans, homeschoolers, anti-abortion activists, pro-marriage proponents of one man and one woman, unless you plan on persecuting them one day in the future. A federal government doesn't rapidly militarize civilian police with equipment, weapons, tactics, and indoctrination unless they plan to incorporate it into their strategic planning. A federal government doesn't act like it's at war with God, eliminating his presence, his edicts, his law, and his scriptures unless they're replacing it with something else. And that something else is evil. There's no such thing as a vacuum in nature. A government stockpiling billions of rounds of ammunition, millions of dollars of long-term food, underground storage bunkers, operations facilities, training oriented toward massive civil unrest, and indoctrination identifying conservative Christians as the problem? They're not going to do that unless they plan on incorporating that into their strategic planning. They're not going to go into your local community and take over your disaster communications network unless they plan on using that one day. And they are. Anybody who says, look, our government is doing wrong and evil and illegal, unlawful things, and they say, you're spreading fear. Listen to you spreading fear. Wait. I'm calling things as they are. We, patriots, are calling things as they are. Look, let me paint a couple pictures for you. You're sitting there in your car in front of a bank, and a carload of guys, a driver and two other guys, pull up in front of the bank. The two guys, the two passengers, there's a bunch of furtive activity going on. They lean down, they pop back up with ski masks on. Now, what would you say do you predict is probably going to happen at some point in the near future? Well, they're probably going to rob the bank. Well, you're spreading fear by saying stuff like that. And I refuse to live in fear. What if you're in a shopping mall? A guy comes in with a gym bag and he looks Arabic. We're profiling here. And all of a sudden, he's looking over his shoulder back and forth. He's acting real cagey. And he puts his bag down over in the corner and he unzips it. And he starts mumbling, hello, Akbar, hello, Akbar, hello. All right. What's going on in your mind? Oh, the guy just probably needed a place to pray. You say, look, I think something's not right here. Something bad is going to go down. Because of what I know from history, the modus operandi here tells me something bad is about ready to go down. You're spreading fear is what you're doing. Look, we know enough now about history to know when there are certain indicators there, something isn't right and something bad is going to follow because it always has in the past. That's not spreading fear. When you're looking at all of the pieces lining up and you know something isn't right here, something bad is about to happen, and people try to shut you down and say, you're just fear-mongering and lying. We know enough about tyranny to know when it is rising up, when it is about ready to pull the trigger on its people. And when you point that out, you're not living in fear. If it's the truth, you need to point it out. Even our own government says, if you see something, say something. And I agree. And we see something. We see something very much wrong. Comparing constitutionalists to ISIS. Wow. And we shouldn't be in fear. Somebody said, look, I got a close family friend that's about ready to get deployed. We just got a briefing. ISIS is close. And they've got names and addresses. And my family's going to be here left alone. My wife is going to be armed. And her situational awareness is going to be at an all-time high. Because this service member is going to be deploying soon. Do you have any advice? This is my advice. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Joshua 1:9. Joshua 1:9 says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. We are not to fear. But you know what? In these cases, in both of these cases, these people were heavily armed. They were preparing for battle against an evil, evil adversary. Don't be fearful. Be strong and courageous, but have your sword handy. Have your situational awareness at an all-time high. Because there is danger all around us. Don't be fearful. Do not be fearful. Just be prepared. Be prepared to meet danger. Whether it's spiritual, be ready to fight on your knees. Or whether it's physical, be ready to fight on your feet. But if you are not ready to be in a fight, then don't hinder those who are. Because they are being obedient. There are people who will not fight on their knees because they don't want to recognize the adversary that we're up against because they refuse to live in fear. You've got it so wrong. If you're not fighting, you should be fearful. So that's all I got to say on that. I'll be back in a minute. I want to share something else with you guys. A pastor asked for a little bit of advice. So maybe you guys could weigh in on some of this too. We will be back in a minute. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
This is Chris Walsh of Revolutionary Realty in North Idaho. We've developed springs, installed solar and wind power, installed root cellars, solar hot water heaters, all documented on our website, free for public use. Our articles are fully documented, full-page photos and drawings detailing each endeavor. Take a look at our off-grid information on our website, www.revrealty.us. Again, that's www.revrealty.us. When you're looking for property in North Idaho, call a revolutionary, 208-667-1776.
This is Shan Hemphill with Works LLC. We provide lifetime guaranteed holsters and magazine carriers for the armed citizen. Check us out at werkz.com or call 855-WORKS01 for your custom gear needs. Don't forget to use coupon RFR at checkout for 15% off. Thank you and God bless.
Hi everyone, this is John Jacob Schmidt here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Follow him through his real life story of transitioning from middle-aged, unprepared suburbanite to full-blown prepper, tactical team member, and provider and protector of his family. Then let Glenn take you on a wild ride through the collapse, community building, resistance against a corrupt system, and the rebirth of a new one. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
This is Matt Shea with your daily news commentary, the way I see it. Recently at a local banquet, I had the pleasure of briefly meeting a woman who had immigrated from Estonia. She walked with a cane, but the fire in her eyes was inspiring. As I held the door for her to walk outside into the rain, a woman accompanying her said, "You don't have to go out there. Wait till I pull the car around." The elderly woman turned and looked at her and, in a loud chuckle, said, "It's rain, and it rains." And promptly walked out into the cold, wet night. Well, it does rain, and it is exactly that kind of spirit to continue walking forward despite hard times and despite the offer of an easier road that defines what it means to be an American. It's about principle. It is raining right now in America. Hard times are upon us, but unlike crisis in the past, there seems to be a lack of leadership and direction to show us the way out. Americans are disappointed with both political parties, Obama and his merry band of Democrats for trying to impose socialism and steal from rich, poor, and everyone in between to redistribute that wealth to a select few, and Republicans, at least nationally, for not really standing for anything, saying one thing on the campaign trail and doing something completely different in Washington, D.C. One party is standing for the wrong principles, and one party, with some notable exceptions, is without principle. So what are we to do? Well, I think we need to walk through the rain. We need to get involved despite the hard times. Most of us agree that high taxes cost jobs, that freedom creates prosperity, and that government should be limited to its few specific and enumerated functions. Most of us also agree that social policies regarding abortion and marriage have both moral and economic consequences. So get involved in local politics and run for office. It will only be we the people They get rightly principled candidates into office, and who knows, one of those candidates might be you. At least, that's the way I see it. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for listening.
All right, segment three. I gotta wrap up. I'm going long. I'm just long-winded tonight. It's kind of nice to have that little bit of latitude, a little bit of freedom. Oh, by the way, we're not going to be doing partisan radio tonight. I'm doing that tomorrow night because I had so much preparation and other tasks that I was just weighted down with. And I still want to do the review for T-Rex. And so that's going to be tomorrow. I might move the partisan radio podcast to Monday evenings so I can free myself up. And just wrap those up and do all the recording on that and everything Monday afternoon. That'd give me a little more breathing room, but we'll see. We'll see. Okay, now let's get into. I got a letter from a pastor, and let me find this. This is segment three, by the way, which is brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate to help you get situated, strategically relocated to the northernmost part of the panhandle of North Idaho, SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com. Check them out. They will take good care of you like, well, they always do. Okay, I've got a letter. It says, I live in, well, I'm going to sanitize this. He lives in far southern Idaho. This is him writing. Not the best place, but still in the redoubt. We moved here with our children about 2 months age, with our children two months ago from North Carolina. We are ready to get involved, but we can't find anybody here. The member list does not show anybody in or near our community. Can you, having done research, provide some guidance on what our next actions can be? It may not be your MOS, that's military occupational specialty. It may not be your MOS, but we are new recruits needing help. Okay, to your question, and because there's a lot of people that are in this situation here. So now I'm specifically addressing a pastor. I'm assuming a pastor. He just says I'm a minister. Somebody who does the children's ministry is a minister. But I'm just assuming this is a pastor that's trying to get a church going. So to your question on guidance and expanding your research and your reach and your influence, as you're discovering, the area you're in is a challenging area for a Christian pastor. You are in solid Mormon territory, and that presents unique challenges in and of themselves. But don't despair. Now, first of all, for our Mormon listeners, all right, I am stating facts here. For a pastor to try to get roots established in a very predominantly Mormon area, it is challenging because, well, he's bringing in a doctrine that's in conflict with the Mormon teachings. And so he's not going to get a whole lot of help from the community, especially, you know, these very dominant areas. So don't get all your bristled up. All right. I'm just helping this pastor out who's in this area. So my responses to him are several. One, the Lord planted you there for a reason, and I'm assuming you thoroughly prayed about it and responded to what he wanted you to do, as opposed to some other influence, like something you really wanted to do. So I'm trusting that you moved there out of obedience to him. In that case, you are exactly where you're supposed to be, even if it makes absolutely no sense to you right now. Number two, you are not alone. The member directory may not reflect it, but there are certainly Christians in your area who are looking for you, and they feel isolated as well. Now, I don't personally know of anyone in your area, but I know of many who are peppered throughout southern Idaho, Utah, and other areas who are feeling pretty alone. There are a lot of them in your community. It's a matter of finding each other. So your area is no different. You have to pray these people into you. Let the Lord do it. God's timing, number three. I know you already know all this, but it is edifying to hear another believer sometimes tell us what we already know. But we still need to hear it and be reminded of it in an edifying way. I've been frustrated in the past, and I'm still tempted by it, that things aren't happening fast enough, or no one cares enough to do anything about the times we're living in. Where are the people? You catch yourself, you know, you find yourself asking. But then there are breakthroughs. I personally work with men and women who are patriot warriors in the cause, sold out, who just a year ago or two or three frustrated me to no end, as I'm wondering why they don't care enough to join in the cause of fighting for God-honoring liberty, our heritage, justice, preparing for the storm ahead. And these are like-minded people, and why aren't you getting involved? Why are you just floating through life like everything's good? We're like-minded. We've had the conversations. You have feel these same sentiments, but they're not impassioned. They are not convicted. That's where your beliefs, where you are moved to action. Okay, that's conviction. That's the difference between a belief and a conviction. So you need to pray that these people that you do come into contact with become convicted to prepare for this storm ahead. Now these people that I was so spun up over, now they're champions. They're fully committed. They're sold out, many of them. So the Lord was preparing them. I was ready for them, but they weren't ready. And this has happened so many times that I stopped worrying about it, and I stopped forcing things to move faster. And since then, it's a huge weight lifted off of me to be at the place mentally, spiritually, psychologically, to just focus on my task and watch what the Lord does and who He brings forward. I've learned to do what He's called me to do, while letting Him develop the right people and insert them into the mission, the ministry, at the right time, His timing. So don't worry about things not happening fast enough. You trust in Him, and those things will take care of themselves if you're in His will. Number four, there are some practical things that you can do. Hands-on things, tangible. You mentioned that you're a minister. Now, if you have your own church, then you could possibly host some events to draw like-minded patriot Christians out of the community. You've got to engage your community. Get engaged with your community. Here's some examples. Maybe a one-night seminar on the Christian roots of the Constitution. Put it in the paper. Put it in the Nicholsworth, the Little Nickel, or the Nickel Nick, or whatever you got in your area. Especially in the hunting firearm section, because patriots gravitate to that section. They peruse that section. Romans chapter 13 and its proper context as Christians dealing with an unlawful government agenda might be something that gets some people's interest. Have a patriot night, American heritage issues, and maybe turn it into a series in your community and have people invite others that they know. Gun issues always get people's attention and draw a crowd. They're crowd pleasers. That's why Republicans, they all start talking about how pro-gun they are right before election season, because that gets people all excited, right? So maybe your congregation could host an Appleseed event. That's something that children and adults can be involved in. Advertise your church by having a booth at the gun show and have some material there, or talk to people about the biblical perspective on self-defense, etc., and invite them to come to your church. Track down an NRA certified instructor to host a youth event at a range sponsored by you, your church. Self-reliance. You're in Mormon country, and they have prepping pretty well dialed in. So that might not be an event to get your church noticed. But as you get engaged with the community and people, these other events, start polling women who could teach food preservation workshops. Find an EMT or a combat medic veteran who could put on a basic or even an advanced first aid or wound care, emergency medicine, disaster medicine workshop. Host it at your church. Advertise in your local community, little nickel things. Social media. Start a Facebook page. Start promoting your church and your congregation as a liberty, not libertarian, liberty-minded, American heritage, Constitution-respecting, self-reliant congregation. Start developing that image for you. Engage the community. I put that in here. The Lord will bring these people to you. They're out there and they're isolated, At least they feel isolated. The more you engage the community in a way, in the ways that I've outlined above, not all of them, you don't have to do all of them, but there's some ideas for you to pick from. I believe you'll begin seeing results as the Lord brings other God-fearing patriots into your path. So I hope that's a good start, and I hope that's what you were asking for, and it addresses some of your concerns and questions you have. I hope that was helpful for others that are out there listening. And I also asked him to stay in touch so he can keep us posted on developments, what worked, what didn't, and pass those lessons on to you guys who are faced with the same things. All right. You know what? I think I'm going to wrap up because I did go a little bit long tonight and pretty much covered everything that I want to cover for the way I had everything laid out. So we won't do a fourth segment. We got three long segments. How's that? I didn't break it down into smaller segments. So we'll go ahead and wrap up. But pray about how you guys may want to support us over at the American Christian Network to get the voice of the American Redoubt out there to a totally different audience, a group of Christian conservatives that many of them aren't getting this message. And they're in the American Redoubt. We want to get them motivated to action. We want to turn their beliefs and sentiments into conviction. We want them to start thinking about this region as a redoubt, a safe haven and fallback position for other God-fearing, liberty-minded patriots who are strategically relocating. Because that's what this is all about. We are planning for the future. It is very big picture-esque. I know. It is ambitious. It is forward-thinking. It is unconventional. But I think that the times are calling for something just like this message, the American Redoubt. And I want to thank you guys all for being out there. And you just have a great week. Keep your letters and emails of encouragement, ideas, suggestions, and your questions coming in. And we will try to get to all of those. Tomorrow night, join us for Partisan Radio. That would be Monday night, this volume. And we're going to talk about T-Rex then. So that's all I got. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. I am John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too. Good night.